You tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, in an age where a lot of young people are often accused of doing nothing but burying their head in the latest computer game, are they ever emerging into the light of day? Well, here in London, and thankfully at that, there's an organisation offering an alternative for people who want to learn new skills and move into a career in horticulture. Yeah, that's gardening on a big scale to everyone, if in case you haven't quite got that one. And here to tell us more about this, we joined that live in the studio, and she rushed down here. I tell you what, she came charging down. I think there were some police cars still trying to chase her for speeding down here. Joined her live in the studio by Sarah Seary, Head of School for Horticulture at Capel Manor. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Morning, Pete. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, it's great. I mean, I saw you come rushing in here, running in the door and things, but you settled in now, have you?
I have. It's because I was in the classroom and I left there much later than I should have done. Sorry.
Oh, okay. You were teaching. Okay.
I was.
Okay, Capel Manor. Go on. What is Capel? Come on, tell us what Capel Manor. I've heard of it, but I'm not too sure exactly what goes on. Go on.
Capel Manor is London's only land-based studies college. So we have five centres around London, and all of the subjects that we teach and our students come to learn about are based to land-based industries.
So land-based, you mean like gardening and horticulture?
Gardening is definitely one of them, or horticulture is the other posh word for gardening.
Yeah, okay, yep.
Landscaping, so people who go out and build people's gardens. Designers, the landscape architects. So the people who kind of design places like the Olympic Park all have to start off learning about gardening and horticulture.
Of course, yeah. You just think, I'll just stick a few trees over. It's not quite like that, is it?
And then other students come to our college to learn arboriculture, which is the posh, very posh word for tree surgery.
That sounds like a pub quiz question, doesn't it? That does, yeah.
Well, that'd be a good one to remember for Sunday night in the quiz. Arboriculture, so the tree surgery. We've also got students coming to learn about animal management and animal care and go off and work in veterinary surgeries. And we have students come to learn about floristry. And also saddlery. We're the only saddlery place to learn in the whole of Europe.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's quite a lot, isn't it?
It is.
And also, here you've got some great gardens there that you can visit as well, is that right?
We have. Our gardens are open to the public, just based at Enfield. So just literally around the North Circular from here. It took me 25 minutes to get here this morning. I know it was rushed, and hopefully no speeding tickets. and we've got 34 acres of really beautiful, stunning gardens, particularly now. I've left there today with blossom opening up and daffodils popping their heads open, which was a glorious sight on a beautiful, sunny morning.
And go on, explain exactly. Where is it again?
So if you just inside the M25 by Enfield, we're tucked in a little corner there. I say little, 34 acres is not little.
It's not little, you can't hide that, can you?
But you can go to, I suppose from here, you can either go to Turkey Street on the overground.
Yep.
And it's a 10-minute walk, or you can just drive up to the North Circular, up the A10, and we're just on the left-hand side there before you get to the M25. So we're within the M25.
Okay, that sounds great. And you've got a special event going on this weekend as well, haven't you? On Saturday, you've got an event?
We have lots of events happening over the year. I mean, we've got lambing coming up over Easter. We have a big
Is there animals
show.
There as well?
There's loads of animals to see. We've got anything from lambs to meerkats to wallabies to farm animals that the public can come and see. There's a small entrance fee to pay, because obviously the upkeep of the animals is quite high, and also the gardens too. But the gardens are actually open. They start opening, I think it's actually any minute, the first weekend in March, right through till October, every weekend of the year for the public to come. People come with picnics and spend the whole day.
Oh, you can make a day out of it?
Absolutely.
There's a little calf there,
There is a little calf. Very nice, actually.
Do they do nice little cakes?
There might be a cake.
That's all really at New Sound Radio. We always do a feature. If ever there's somewhere that does cakes, especially if it's a Victoria sponge, we always find it. You find we turn up there, yeah?
There is, and carrot cake.
We'll be there. We'll be there.
We look forward to inviting you up here.
Okay, now these courses, I mean, is this just for young people, is it? Or is it for older people? Who is it for?
Capel Manor is a college that's open for everyone. So it doesn't matter if you're young, leaving school, perhaps at 16, and most of the students that I actually teach is between 16 and 18.
Yep.
And these are guys that are starting the first steps of their career into perhaps landscaping and horticulture, right through to students who are in their 80s.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's the most amazing thing about gardening, is that it is open for everyone.
It is, because it's very popular, isn't it, as like a leisure pursuit. It's like you go to a garden centre at the weekend, it's packed full of people, isn't it?
And I think people enjoy the benefits that gardening brings, whether it's actually just going out and mowing your grass or actually growing your own vegetables. People now, like they did in the olden days, you might remember those, Pete.
I'm afraid I do, yeah.
were growing their own vegetables. Then there kind of came this big period where everyone would just go to the supermarket and get them. But of course, now people can see the benefits of growing their own. And you don't need a huge amount of space to grow them. I mean, people are growing them on balconies.
Mm-hmm. These courses that people are doing, though, is it because they're doing it because they're going to go into work? Or is it because, well, they just found, you know, like you said, they've got a bit of an allotment and they want to find out more about growing leeks and potatoes?
And our course is for all types of people. So it's for the people who are perhaps either starting on the first steps of their careers, the youngster, the 16-year-old.
Yep.
We also get huge amounts of people who come into horticulture who are career changers. In fact, I was one of those people.
Oh, okay. So what did you used to do before then? Go on.
I'd had a career as a project manager working in IT, funny enough, strangely, okay, many years ago. And worked for
and you got fed up with all those computers and screens and all the rest of it?
And thought, meetings and sitting countless hours in meetings. And I had an allotment and I thought, actually, I'd quite like to learn more about this. And I ended up going to Capel Manor as a full-time student.
Oh, right. So, okay. So you're thinking, I could see you there. During the week, you'd be there, you know, all sort of dressed up in a certain sort of way, as you have to when you're working in certain places, doing all your IT stuff. And you'd be just sitting there dreaming of being over the allotment at the weekend. And then you thought, wait a minute. I'm going to do this all week. I'm not going to do this just at the weekend. Was that kind
of
how it was?
I did, and it was like one of those epiphanies. I went to Capel and I just thought I felt at home straight away. It was amazing. And I just thought, I want to study here. So I did some massive savings for a year, saved some money because I was going to become a student again for a year. And then I became a full-time student, did the course for a year, which was just, it was so liberating to leave a career.
Yeah.
And to think, actually, I'm not responsible for any of that stuff anymore. I can go and be a student and learn. And I absolutely loved the experience. I had an amazing year there as a student. You know, Capel is a great place to learn. It's a great environment. The gardens are amazing. And the lecturers, I know I'm one of those now, but actually they are amazing because they're so passionate about their subject.
Right. That does make a difference. If you've got someone who's teaching who really cares about it, rather than someone who's just, it's just a job, go tell the students the same old rubbish, same old notes been given them for the last 5 years sort of thing. But now somebody really cares. You feel that, don't you, when you've got a teacher there?
Yeah, and I think often what happens is even though we have a syllabus to stick to, we teach more than that because you want to share your knowledge and you want to share your experiences. Mm-hmm. And that's what our lecturers are really, really good at, really. Okay.
Now, you touched on something there, which, of course, you had to save for a year and study. You could go off and study for a year. I mean, are there grants and things available? I mean, I know it's all very difficult things like that these days.
Well, we have different... There's funding. Thankfully, the government does still fund education. If you're between 16 and 19, you still have free education. And, of course, we should be encouraging our 16 to 19-year-olds as much as possible to use that free education. So that's all taken care of, and those students don't need to pay anything. And then there's another sort of set of funding that needs to come in. Someone who's over 24, who may already have a level 3 qualification, would need to take a loan now.
Level 3, that's gone just...
It's a kind of an A-level type.
Oh, okay, that sort of level.
Sorry,
yes. Okay, yeah.
And you can now get government loans for that. People don't actually start paying those loans back until they're earning over £21,000.
Right, okay.
And in horticulture and gardening, to be fair, to start with, often you're not earning that much money.
You don't, yeah. Are there lots of jobs out there? There's lots of things you can go and do. There are.
Massive. If you look at our vacancy board and our job board, it is always full.
Really?
Because people always want their gardens looked after.
Oh, you mean just sort of private individuals? Someone's got like a big garden and, you know, they're getting on, or they're busy work, they're gone off being IT people or whatever.
Yeah, no, people. Lots of people like that want their gardens done, but also big commercial organisations still like to have green surrounding their buildings.
Yes, increasingly you find that, don't you, Randy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've got to look just right and things like that. Newham, you do some things at Newham College as well, don't you?
We do. It's great, actually. We work in partnership with Newham. We have our floristry division there, which is a very lively, buzzing group
of course, that's a big thing as well. You forget about that.
Floristry, massive. I mean, people, thankfully, still enjoy giving flowers, whether it's for a birthday or it's for a celebration in some way. So florists are kept very, very busy.
You used to see loads of flowers you never used to see years ago as well, and things. I don't know what it's
exotic.
Exotic. That's the word I'm looking for. Car. Exotic. Yeah.
It's amazing, and they do some amazing. I mean, I've been to a few events where I've seen what they've done up in London, and you just cannot believe they've changed something, the look and feel of something so much just with flowers. It is absolutely amazing.
It was something with balloons.
There is balloon artistry.
Balloon art. What's balloon artistry?
I'll tell you, I'm not a specialist in this area. However,
no, you could do it. No, it works on radio. You say, here, I've got one here.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that's a St Paul's Cathedral, and you just made it out of a balloon. Yeah.
It's incredible the things they make out of balloons. Dresses.
Out of balloons.
Arches. Lots of Valentine things, as you can imagine, recently. Use balloons a lot now at
parties. Plus, it's great big sculptures. We're not just talking about, you know, like what you see over the fair where somebody makes like a little sword for the kids and all this sort of thing.
We're talking big.
Okay.
Whole walls. whole doorway.
What's the biggest one you've ever seen bloom?
Well, I've seen them certainly go up to 3 meters by 3 meters.
Oh, that's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
It's not just one balloon. There's several loads
of
balloons.
A lot of balloons.
A lot of balloons all sort of tied together and things like that. Oh, that sounds great.
But obviously, I prefer things that are more real to touch.
Yeah, how comes that? I don't know how that all fits together, really, with the horticulture. It all seems very natural and whatever. And these balloons, it's good fun. Why not? But it seems a bit... Anyway, there you go. Okay, now, so I'm just thinking... gardening popular? Why do you think gardening is so popular? What is it about it?
I think it appeals to people for lots of different reasons. For some people, gardening, if they've been through some type of trauma in their life, gardening is a way of kind of just stepping back and allowing yourself to come to terms with perhaps a trauma. If you go outside and you just do some weeding or mowing the grass or growing some vegetables, it's very peaceful, it's very calming. And for people who've been through some type of trauma, that's a really good way to help them through the recovery stage. And horticultural therapy is an area that's growing massively nowadays.
Because you do some of that up Cable Man, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
So mental health service users. I've heard of people with mental health service users.
Yeah, we have. We do people with mental health. And we've also people who have disability. We have the Wednesday Club. And these guys come along every Wednesday and do gardening in raised beds. And it's amazing.
Okay. I tell you, we've got to go to the break now, yeah? But finally, if there's one reason, if there's someone out there who's young, or maybe not so young, yeah, person who's out there and they're listening, and they're thinking about taking up horticulture, yeah? If there's one reason they should do it, what do you think? What's that one reason? That they're not too sure whether to do it or not. What's the one reason you think they should tip the balance and they should get into horticulture? What is it? What's the one thing that draws people in? Maybe it's something that drew you in. What is it?
There are many reasons, but it's one reason... And the one reason I love, it's about living happily.
And it's something, and is it to do with nature as well, living in nature?
Yes, it is. It's a very good feeling to be outside and feeling the outside and being part of developing and growing the outside. It's wonderful.
Sarah Seary from Capel Manor. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. But you will stay, won't you? Because after the break, we got a special report on a kids' party that was down at City Hall last week. You'll stay for that, won't you?
I will. Thank you very much.
Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.